Ridiculous requests. Work becoming more demanding with ridiculous demands. Have you ever been told to do something ridiculous at work? Here are a few examples of absurd work-related demands. Every day, hundreds of postal workers brave the cold, rain, heat, and snow in order to deliver letters across the country. They have to put up with angry customers, vicious dogs, and sore feet from all the walking. But that isn't enough for bosses at the Royal Mail. They don't seem to be happy with the speed of delivery. So in a recent ruling, postal workers were informed that they had to walk faster. Postmen and women have been told to walk at 7 kilometers per hour when they deliver mail. Previously, staff had a target to walk at 3 miles per hour, explained a spokesperson for the Communication Workers Union. This means workers have larger rounds, work longer hours, and on top of all that, they aren't even paid overtime. But there are lots more companies with ridiculous ideas. In another company, managers wanted to control how fast office supplies were being used up. So all the cupboards and drawers containing supplies were locked up. In order to get a new pen, employers had to prove that the old pen was entirely out of ink. The receptionist who was in charge of the key to the supply cupboards had to test the pen that she was given before she could give out a new one. At another company, employees had to document everything they did during the day, accounting for every minute. And every time they wanted to go to the toilet, they were required to sign the in and out attendance book. In another company, staff in the customer services department were ordered to smile when talking on the phone so they would sound more friendly. At times, the conversations were recorded. Later, managers would review the sound files to make sure that their employees sounded sufficiently happy. In another company, employees weren't allowed to speak directly to the owners or anyone above their direct boss unless they were talked to. This often made the simplest tasks extremely time-consuming. And in a paper manufacturing company, employees were ordered to park exactly in the center of the parking space. And at a clothes shop, all employees were told to say hi to absolutely everyone who walked into the shop. They were also forbidden to wear any clothing with the logo of a clothes manufacturer that wasn't sold in the shop. You couldn't make it up.